بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب، ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء، ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون.
Verse number 38. Yusuf said that he followed the path of his fathers, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Ya'qub, the path of worshipping Allah alone. He said it was not right for them to associate anything with Allah, who is alone in His oneness, enabling them to worship Allah alone and have the faith, which he and his fathers had, was from the grace of Allah upon them. It was also from the grace of Allah upon all people, since He sent the prophets to them with that message, yet most people are not thankful to Allah for His blessings, and instead ungratefully disbelieve in Him.
Ya صاحبي السجن أأرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار.
Verse number 39. Yusuf then addressed the two men in the prison, asking whether worshipping many Allahs was better, or worshipping Allah the One, who has no partner, the prevailing over all else, who none can prevail over.
ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان، إن الحكم إلا لله، أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه، ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
Verse number 40. Yusuf told them that the only worshipped names beside Allah, which have not been designated by Allah, but were what they and their ancestors had called Allahs, yet they had no share in divinity. Allah had sent no proof showing that giving these names was correct. The command in all creation is Allah's alone, and does not belong to these names, which they and their ancestors had come up with. Allah, glory be to Him, has instructed that you worship Him alone, and has forbidden that you should associate others with Him. Worshipping Allah alone is the straight path, which has no deviation in it. Most people do not know this, and therefore they associate other things with Allah, worshipping some of what Allah has created.
يا صاحبي السجن أما أحدكما فيسقي ربه خمرا وأما الآخر فيصلب فتأكل الطير من رأسه قضي الأمر الذي فيه تستفتيان.
Verse number 41. Yusuf told his two companions in the prison that he would interpret their dreams for them. He told them that the one who dreamed that he was pressing grapes to make wine would get out of the prison and return to his work and would serve the king. As for the one who dreamed that he was carrying bread in his head that the birds were eating from, he would be killed and crucified, and the birds would eat from his head. The matter they asked for an opinion on was settled and would come to pass. It was an inevitable reality.
وقال للذي ظن أنه ناج منهما اذكرني عند ربك فأنساه الشيطان ذكر ربه فلبث في السجن بضع سنين.
Verse number 42. Yusuf asked the one he considered to be saved of the two, the wine bearer of the king, to mention his story and his situation to the king, so that he might release him from the prison. Satan made the man forget to mention Yusuf to the king, so he stayed in prison for several years after that.
وقال الملك إني أرى سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخر يابسات يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في رؤياي إن كنتم للرؤيا تعبرون.
Verse number 43. One day the king said that he had seen a dream in which seven fat cows were being eaten by seven thin ones, and seven green ears of corn, and seven dry ears of corn. He asked the notables and nobles to tell him the interpretation of his dream, if they knew how to interpret dreams. Beneficial points. 1. People must follow the path of Ibrahim, withdrawing from associating partners with Allah and people who do this. 2. People must worship Allah alone, because only He possesses the right to command. 3. All the Allahs which are worshipped with Allah are only names for things the people have made up without permission from Allah, and which have no share in divinity. 4. People must take advantage of every opportunity to call others to Allah, as Yusuf, peace be upon him, did in prison.
أضغاث أحلام وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام بعالمين.
Verse number 44. They said that his vision was a jumble of dreams, and because of this, it could not be interpreted, and that they were not knowledgeable about the interpretation of mixed up dreams.
وقال الذي نجا منهما وادكر بعد أمة أنا أنبئكم بتأويله فأرسلون.
Verse number 45. The wine bearer, who, of the two men who had been imprisoned, had been saved, then remembered Yusuf, peace be upon him, after some time, and that he was able to interpret dreams. So he said that he would tell them the interpretation of the king's vision after asking someone who knew how to interpret it. He asked to be sent by the king to Yusuf so that he could interpret his dream.
يوسف أيها الصديق أفتنا في سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخر يابسات لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون.
Verse number 46. When the man who had been saved reached Yusuf, he asked Yusuf the truthful to inform them of the interpretation of someone dreaming about seven fat cows being eaten by seven thin cows, and seven green ears of corn and seven dry ears of corn, so that he might return to the king and those with him and they might know the explanation of the king's dream, and also know the virtue and the rank of Yusuf.
قال تزرعون سبع سنين دأبا فما حصدتم فذروه في سنبله إلا قليلا مما تأكلون.
Verse number 47. Explaining this dream, Yusuf said that they should plant really well for 7 consecutive years. And what they harvested in each of these 7 years, they should leave in the ears of corn so that it would not rot, except for a little, which they needed to eat from the corn.
ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبْعٌ شِدَادٌ يَأْكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُنَّ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّن
Verse number 48. Then after these 7 fertile years, in which they successfully grew food, 7 barren years would come, when the people would eat all they had harvested in the fertile years, except for a little of what they had stored, from which they would be able to sow seeds.
ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك عام فيه يغاث الناس وفيه يعصرون.
Verse number 49. Then after these barren years, a year would come in which the rains would fall, and the crops would grow, and the people would press those things that need pressing, such as grapes, olives, and cane.
وقال الملك ائتوني به فلما جاءه الرسول قال ارجع إلى ربك فاسأله ما بال النسوة اللاتي قطعن أيديهن إن ربي بكيدهن عليم.
Verse number 50. The king told his servants, when Yusuf's explanation of his dream reached him, to release Yusuf from prison and bring him to him. When the king's messenger came to Yusuf, he told him to return to his master, the king, and ask him about the story of the women who cut their hands, so that his innocence would be made clear before he left the prison. Yusuf said that his lord was aware of how they had tried to seduce him, as nothing is hidden from him.
قال ما خطبكن إذ راوتن يوسف عن نفسه قلن حاش لله ما علمنا عليه من سوء قالت امرأة العزيز الآن حصحص الحق أنا راودته عن نفسه وإنه لمن الصادقين.
Verse number 51. The king, addressing the women, asked what happened when they called Yusuf through trickery. Was it to commit immorality with them? The wife of the minister, confessing what she had done, said that now the truth had become clear, that she tried to seduce him, and he did not try to seduce her, and that he was truthful in claiming that he was innocent of what she had accused him of.
ذلك ليعلم أني لم أخنه بالغيب وأن الله لا يهدي كيد الخائنين.
Verse number 52. The wife of the minister said that this disclosure was so that Yusuf would know through her confession that it was she who had tried to seduce him, and that he was truthful, and that she had not lied about him in his absence, as it had become clear to her from what had happened that Allah does not give success to those who lie and scheme. Beneficial points. 1. Yusuf had perfect knowledge of explaining dreams correctly. 2. People should clear their name when wrongly accused of something by using the facts to establish the truth. 3. The merit of speaking the truth, even if it's against oneself, is highlighted in the confession of the minister's wife.